one thing that is discussed all the time is the quality of teaching in our public schools. And when the Education Minister, Adrian Piccoli, took on the job, he has consistently talked about this and talked about trying to do something about it. He says that principals complained to him about the quality of student teachers coming into their schools. So people who've come straight out of university, they've got their teaching qualifications, and many of them are not up to scratch. And he says the choice of teaching as a profession has become a bit of a joke in recent years. The joke is often, I couldn't get into physiotherapy, so I've decided to become a teacher.
Yeah.
Now, he's vowed to do something about it. And this year, from this year, students sitting this year's HSC have to achieve 3 band fives, that's 80 to 90%, in order to get into teaching at university. That is a lifting of the standard. Let's talk more about this with the Minister, Adrian Piccoli, on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Minister, thanks for joining us. You're going to upset a lot of teachers with your comments. It's pretty inflammatory, but you obviously believe it was time to say it.
Oh, well, look, we've got a lot of great teachers. We are one of the best systems in the world, in New South Wales and Australia. And to do that, you've got to have great teachers. But we can lift the standard higher than what it is at the moment, particularly to get into university to do teaching. The problem's really arisen when the universities their places became uncapped, so they could essentially take anybody they wanted in. And in order to get more students into teaching, they had to essentially take students with lower and lower results. And that's why we've seen some unis taking students with ATAR results or HSC results as low as in their 40s and 50s. And I just don't think that's good enough. That's why we've set that standard.
You've had complaints from a lot of principals too, haven't you, about the standard of teaching? And those people who just jokingly would say, oh, look, I just fell into this profession. It's not something I really wanted to do.
I think that's right. That's a conversation that students have when they're talking about what they're going to do at university. It's a fallback. Teaching is sometimes seen, not always. We've got plenty of students who come in the 80s with their scores in the 80s and 90s. But unfortunately, for students who don't do as well, sometimes it is seen as the most viable option. And we don't want to see it as that. We want it to be seen as the first preference for high-performing students. I met 4 of them yesterday at University of New South Wales. So, one's going to do high school maths teaching, one's going to do primary, one was going to do geography, and the other was doing art for high school. And they're the kinds of students, I mean, they're all going to get in the 90s, so they're certainly expecting to. They're exactly the sort of students we want to come into teaching.
You would have run the numbers on this. They now have to achieve at least, HSC graduates have to achieve at least 3 band 5 results in order to get into teaching. What practical impact will that have? How many will that cut out and cull from the herd, basically?
I don't know exactly the number, but it is going to knock out quite a few. It'll certainly knock out those students in the 40s and 50s and even in the 60s in their HSC. They do have other ways of getting in. You can enrol in science or maths, science or arts, and if you pass the first year, then that's academic proof that you're capable at university, and you can then move into a teaching degree. The same way some students enrol in science, they don't get into medicine, they enrol in science or nursing, they get sufficient results, so they can then transfer into medicine.
So there's still a way for, say, a person who's very gifted at just teaching and at imparting information and getting other people to learn, but who may not necessarily get those academic results, you know, high up on the HSC, there is still a way for those people to get through the system, is there?
Well, that's right. And the way to do it is what we're doing in New South Wales, and we're the only state in the country that does, is we lift the performance of the student to meet the standard. We don't drop the standard to meet the student. And that's unfortunately what's happened in the past. We've kept dropping standards. We need to help the student, whether that's doing a different degree or a bridging course. We need to help the student meet the high standard, not to drop standards to meet the student, and that's how we get. That's how we're going to get long-term and sustained improvement in student results in New South Wales. It's largely dependent on performance of teachers, and that's what we've been doing in New South Wales.
But you say you want to get that top 30% of HSC graduates going into teaching. part of the big issue for you, isn't it, is how much they get paid, because that top 30% will go into professions like the law or into medicine, where you can make a ton of dough, and you don't make that much in teaching, do you?
The teaching salary, this is always an issue, but the salary for teachers in New South Wales is not bad. I mean, the highest paid principal position is $160,000. Graduate students begin at about $62,000. So when you think the average wage in New South Wales is about $77,000, you know, those numbers are not too bad. A classroom teacher with the highest salary is about $85,000. So, you know, you've got a broad range, but we can always argue about paying teachers more, particularly, you know, and emergency services, all those kinds of things. But when you look at a country like Finland, now it takes students in the top 10%, so it's very competitive. You have to have a degree before you go and do a teaching degree. Their salary range is about the same as New South Wales. So it's, you know, to raise the standard, doesn't necessarily mean you have to increase salaries. As I said, we always like to and we try to, but it's not necessarily where we've seen in other countries.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily linked to salaries.
Right, so you're moving on this now, but you've also already had, 5, 10, 15 years, almost a generation of young teachers come through, many of whom probably don't really want to be there, but they've got nothing else that they can fall back on now. How are you going to get them out of the system?
Well, one of the things we've done is we've halved the length of time it takes to move on an underperforming teacher. It used to be a very lengthy process. We've halved that. It's a 10-week process. Not too dissimilar to the private sector. You can't just sack anybody in any profession these days, and that's the right thing. We've introduced essentially a 3 warnings system as well, which again is very close to a private sector approach to managing staff. So we've certainly improved that process. Every teacher now has to do 100 hours of training every 5 years, which, again, is in line with lawyers, accountants, architects, other professions. So we've certainly raised the standards right across the board, from getting into uni to what you do during your career, because we know this is the thing that's going to change our results the most. And as I said, we are 10 years, 15 years. These reforms should have been done a long time ago, but we're doing them now because they need to be done, and we'll reap those rewards in years to come.
Down the track. Can we ask you, one of our listeners wants to ask you, the International Baccalaureate, which is an alternative to the HSC you can do in private schools, why can't all the kids do that?
It's not available in public high schools, and there's not a vast number of students in non-government schools who take it up. The HSC is still seen in New South Wales and Australia, and indeed internationally, as a very, very good credential when you finish year 12. So that's the decision, that's the policy position at this stage.
What's the reason behind that, though?
Well, the International Baccalaureate is a very different type of credential. Parents have enormous confidence in the HSC. That's a decision.
But you'd have to teach differently, wouldn't you, if you were doing that?
Not that different.
Teachers are not meant to teach to test like NAPLAN, but of course they do with the HSC because it is a test of students' capabilities at the end of year 12.
All right. Okay, Minister. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
13 13 32 is our number.